In any case, we know that he has withdrawn the final 25 million francs from the treasury of his union, and that he has taken a small villa in the neighbourhood of Royal-les-Eaux, just north of Dieppe, for a week from a fortnight tomorrow. Now, it is expected that the casino at Royal will see the highest gambling in Europe this summer. In an effort to wrest the big money from Deauville and Le Touquet, the Société des Bains de Mer de Royal have leased the Baccarat and the two top chemin de fer tables to the Mohammed Ali Syndicate, a group of émigré Egyptian bankers and businessmen with, it is said, a call on certain royal funds, who have for years been trying to cut in on the profits of Zografos and his Greek associates, resulting from their monopoly of the highest French Baccarat banks. With the help of discreet publicity, a considerable number of the biggest operators in America and Europe have been encouraged to book at Royal this summer, and it seems possible that this old-fashioned watering place will regain some of its Victorian renown. Be that as it may, it is here that Le Chiffre will, we are confident, endeavour on, or after, the 15th of June, to make a profit at Baccarat of 50 million francs on a working capital of 25 million, and, incidentally, save his life. Proposed counter-operation. It would be greatly in the interests of this country, and of the other nations of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that this powerful Soviet agent should be ridiculed and destroyed, that his communist trade union should be bankrupted and brought into disrepute, and that this potential fifth column, with a strength of 50,000, capable in time of war of controlling a wide sector of France's northern frontier, should lose faith and cohesion. All this would result if Le Chiffre could be defeated at the tables. N.B. Assassination is pointless. Leningrad would quickly cover up his defalcations and make him into a martyr. We therefore recommend that the finest gambler available to the service should be given the necessary funds and endeavour to out-gamble this man. The risks are obvious, and the potential loss to the secret funds is high, but other operations on which large sums have been hazarded have had fewer chances of success, often for a smaller objective. If the decision is unfavourable, the only alternative would be to place our information and our recommendations in the hands of the Deuxième Bureau or of our American colleagues of the Central Intelligence Agency in Washington. Both of these organizations would doubtless be delighted to take over the scheme. Signed, S.